This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 24th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the weather is warm and inviting. In Tel Aviv, clear skies and sunshine. Jerusalem is enjoying a pleasant day with mild temperatures. Haifa is experiencing a slight breeze, perfect for a walk outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today on scenarios that could draw Israel into war with Iran, as threats from both sides escalate. Also, oil prices have settled over $10.10, according to the Jerusalem Post, as Houthi attacks intensify Middle East supply risks. Also this hour, Walla reports that Iran has restored missile bases damaged by previous Israeli and American strikes. Separately, the forward shares from earlier today that Trump's new deal with Saudi Arabia highlights a challenging development for Israel. And finally, JNS reports Washington has sanctioned an Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood official tied to Hamas activities. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago that Western Bandar Abbas in Iran is currently under heavy attack. Raylan Givens, a commentator, shared that CENTCOM is conducting another series of strikes against Iranian targets tonight, marking the 13th consecutive night. CENTCOM reaffirmed in a post that U.S. forces have started another night of strikes against Iranian military targets, focusing on reducing threats to commercial shipping. Now for more on those stories, starting with the potential for conflict with Iran. Ynet's report highlights tensions as Trump threatens unprecedented action, while Western intelligence warns of possible Iranian strikes. Israel is preparing for a range of scenarios. The situation remains tense, with potential regional impacts on security and diplomacy. Turning to oil prices, the Jerusalem Post provides insight into the impact of intensified Houthi attacks on oil supply risks. The renewed tensions have driven oil prices above $10 for the first time since May. This affects global markets and highlights the fragile balance in the region. Meanwhile, Walla reports Iran has restored missile bases and production facilities previously damaged. These actions come as tensions rise with recent strikes on Iranian military targets. The restoration could signal a renewed capability affecting regional military dynamics. Separately, the forward discusses Trump's deal with Saudi Arabia granting a pathway to a civilian nuclear program. This development poses new complexities for Israel, altering the strategic balance in the Middle East. Israel must navigate this changing landscape to maintain its security interests. Finally, JNS reports on Washington's sanctions against a Muslim Brotherhood official linked to Hamas. These sanctions underscore efforts to curb support for Hamas through financial networks. The move aims to disrupt funding channels, impacting Hamas's operations and influence in the region. On the economic front, first, CTEC highlights the evolving role of AI agents in business, emphasizing the need for defined responsibilities as they take on more substantial roles. Separately, Globes reports a sharp increase in mortgage applications by foreign residents, particularly for high-value homes over NIS 5 million. This trend suggests a growing interest in Israel's luxury real estate market. And finally, Israel Hayom Business outlines Intel's acceleration of workforce reductions, with some layoffs affecting Israeli employees. The focus remains on U.S. centers, but the impact is felt locally. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.